This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
So some pretty serious allegations have come out against Bill Cosby in recent weeks. How do you feel this has been handled in the media?
Well, I think it's kind of been this drip. I think it began sort of with a viral video from a young comedian who called Cosby a rapist. Then there was a story in Atlantic shortly after that where a writer who had interviewed Cosby for People magazine back when these allegations first appeared in 2006, said he regretted not writing about it in that. And then it's kind of snowballed since then. And of course, NPR had an interview.
Scott Simon couple weeks ago.
Where he was to talk about Cosby and his wife allowing their art collection, I think, to be shown at Smithsonian, one of the museums in Washington. And he asked the question, mm-hmm. You know, these charges have resurfaced. What do you say? And it was uncomfortable to listen to. There's that silence. And then Scott Simon saying, "You're shaking your head." No.
Right. He wouldn't answer verbally.
And I do think the press has failed at, I mean, this is nothing new.
Right.
And there are now all these women who are coming forward and saying, you know, this is what we've been saying. Some of them spoke out, 8 years ago. Some are new, apparently feeling emboldened for whatever reason to speak out. I think this is going to be a tough one for Cosby to sweep under the rug. But I also think the press has really been negligent and fell for the lure of celebrity.
Yeah.
And he was a powerful, for very many years, very powerful figure.
Because some women are talking about attacks that happened 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But imagine how powerful he was and how difficult it would be to go up against him when he was at the height of his TV popularity.
Sure.
With the Cosby Show.
Yeah, he was a force to be reckoned with. And he might still be in some ways, but I think he's losing that because of how he's responding or not responding.
Right, and then there's the AP video. Again, though, I mentioned that video. I think AP showed again that deferential treatment that we sometimes give to celebrities, athletes, mm-hmm. et cetera. They taped that interview in early November,
right? And they waited until the week before Thanksgiving to release it.
And so it's, again, an example. Why? They released the rest of the video, in early November, which dealt with the art exhibit again. But they didn't run the or at least release that part of the tape. And, now it's like, oh, this is great that AP is on top of this. But why weren't they there in the first place?
And they're timidly asking the question
yeah.
that everyone wants the answer to. It's like, it's almost like, oh, we're sorry we have to ask this. But
yeah.
can you please respond to these allegations? And Cosby just flat out to the AP,
yeah.
said, "We don't talk about that."
Yeah, and he'd use that strange third person, "We don't talk about that."
Yeah.
Celebrities.
Yeah,
he bullied the reporter,
yeah.
who you could tell was fairly young and perhaps inexperienced. And
mm-hmm.
again, this would be a difficult question to ask someone, too.
Oh, it is, and especially if it's somebody that you grew up watching on television.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a very beloved character, Cliff Huxtable.
Right.
How do you reconcile these stories with that image that you grow up with and you have, or Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids? I mean, there's so many things that Cosby's been involved in that are really at the core of kind of American life.
Yeah. But people have to remember that is he's an actor.
Sure.
And that is a stage name, that is a personality that maybe does not exist in real life at all. And he's a person, and people mm-hmm. do things that are wrong.
Oh, and I'm not defending him when I say that. I mean, if he is indeed guilty of these things, he deserves all of this.
All this publicity.
It's public humiliation.
His strategy may be to continue to not comment and try to ride out the storm, because we live in an era of celebrity culture with entertainers, with athletes. Look at what happened with the Penn State football program mm-hmm. just 2 or 3 years ago. And now they're competing. You don't hear anything about the shameful things that happened at the football program for years, for decades. It's swept under the rug. It's forgotten about. We want to cheer on our heroes and celebrate our celebrities.
Yeah,
and
no
it's
death
forgotten
penalty.
About.
No death penalty for Penn State.
Right.
And for their program.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you're right. It's another example of the short attention span that we have for these kinds of issues. You know, last week it was Kim Kardashian's photograph. Mm-hmm. Now it's Bill Cosby. Who knows what it'll be next week? And we'll forget about it. And that's,
is that the fault of the media that people forget about it? Are we giving them the latest controversy because they want it and they want to move on from one thing to the next? Or is it up to the media to try and keep the spotlight on these things? And at what point do you stop focusing on a particular story if there's nothing new to report?
I think it's both. I don't know if you agree, but
we
I think
we sure get
to
the blame if we don't approach it.
Right.
We don't follow it. People blame us later for not doing it, regardless
if
they want to
watch
it.
But we also get the blame about why is the media always harping on this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was news. Why are you still talking about that? That's why I said I think it's both. I think the public, for whatever reason, does have a short attention span, but I also think, and I think the media, at least, you know, how it has evolved is we want to give people what they want. And so I do think that it does occur where, we move on, and that's a mistake. I think there are serious issues that shouldn't be forgotten, shouldn't be swept under the rug, and there should be a continued focus until there's a resolution.
Yeah, and it's a shame that things do get swept under the rug, and this is not the only instance of that. We've seen plenty of them, as you referred to, Rich. So it's something that needs to be addressed. Sexual assault is something that happens, and you know, a lot of powerful figures are the ones perpetrating that. And,
sure.
You know, yeah, journalists should be holding them accountable when we find out about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a responsibility to do that. I think part of the nature of the crime is what makes this so difficult. It's tough sometimes. Media doesn't want to talk about the specifics because it's uncomfortable for people to hear, you know, about sexual assaults, et cetera. And then there are those like Don Lemon who ask mm-hmm. the questions in such a way that they're offensive, where he basically he's a CNN reporter or host mm-hmm. Who decided to interview one of the alleged victims of Bill Cosby. And during the interview, he kind of implied, without getting into the specifics, that she was at fault for not fighting back more aggressively.
Right.
So I think there's that added dimension, is that sometimes you just got buffoons.
The victim blaming.
Yeah, the victim blaming that goes on in some aspects of the media.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.